Please stand by. We are about to begin. Good day, everyone, and welcome to the IBM Chat with the Labs conference call. Today's call is being recorded. You should have received charts for today's call. If you have not received them, you may email LSPINA, that's LSPINA, at us.ibm.com. Once again, that's LSPINA at us.ibm.com. At this time, I'd like to turn the call over to Stuart Lytle, President of the International Informix Users Group. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'd like to welcome everybody to the last Chat with the Labs for the year 2006. And welcome everybody. Jerry and I sort of turned the tables. I'm doing the introduction since Jerry's doing the speaking on this call. So I'm going to introduce Jerry in a second. But before we do that, I want to make two quick announcements. And one announcement is that the IEG elections are now running. If you're a member of the IEG and you're a member before October 30th this year, you're eligible to vote, and I encourage you to do so. And you can do that by visiting the IEG website at IEG.org and following the links on the main page. Second announcement is this Friday in Washington, D.C. is a large Informix event. The Washington, in combination with the Washington User Group and the Southeast out of Atlanta User Group, there is a large forum. It's a two-day event, and if it is kind of late at this time, but if there's any chance you can possibly make it, I would highly encourage it. Information for that can also be found on the IEG website at IEG.org/WAIUG, and information is there, and there's still plenty of spaces left, although we're running low on hotel rooms, so there's a lot of out-of-towners coming. Before I also continue on, I wanted to do a thank you here, and that thank you is both to Jerry and to Linda. We've done 12 chats. This is the 12th chat for the year, and without the wonderful energy of both Jerry and Linda and all the speakers throughout this year who made this chat with the labs in conjunction with the IOG extremely successful. It's a very successfully run event. We've had a couple hundred people almost on every call, and I wanted to thank Linda for doing an outstanding job. I can't begin to use any more, can't find any other words, but the word outstanding. She's gone above and beyond the call of duty in my mind throughout this course of this year, and as well as Jerry for being available for every call with his busy schedule. And to continue on with the call, I wanted to introduce Jerry. For those of you who have never met Jerry, I got to say a few words about him. Jerry is probably, in my opinion, the most important person at IBM to the IIUG. He's always there for us, and he's always willing to lend a hand and help out. There are numerous stories I could go on and talk about Jerry to show examples of this, but I'll skip that. Jerry is the Director of Development for all Informix products at IBM, and he has continually helped us throughout the year and always is there to help and lend a hand. So without further ado, I'm going to turn the call over to Jerry and let him tell you all about Cheetah. As you might or might not know, Cheetah is the code name for the next release of Informix Dynamics Server, which will be released next year, and it's a very exciting release, and Jerry's going to give you some of the details on it, although we can't go into a lot of details because of confidentiality, but it's a really exciting release and some of the stuff that's in there. I've seen a lot of the stuff. So without further ado, Jerry, turn it over to you.
Okay. Thank you, Stuart. Thank you for those kind words. You read exactly what I gave you earlier this morning.
That'll be $5, please.
Yeah. But the thanks really does go to Linda for keeping these events going on a monthly basis and making sure that we have an inventory of agenda topics and making sure that we're prepared for these. So the real thanks goes to Linda. And to all of you for taking the time each month to join us for these discussions. So as Stuart said, today's chat with the lab is really about IDS and about IDS futures. And I'll tell you up front, just to echo what Stuart said, I can't go into a lot of detail on Cheetah. And to me, this is a good news scenario. In the past, the biggest marketing machine that we had for IDS was IDS itself. And as the team worked on 9.3 and 9.4 in particular, that the content of those releases was openly distributed as early as possible. We wanted to make sure that all of our partners and customers understood that the investment was continuing, and the best example that we could show was by demonstrating early on what the content was of those releases, and but to a lesser degree on version 10. With Cheetah, Cheetah is the release that will benefit the most from some of the significant changes in direction that have occurred here in information management under the leadership of Ambuj Goyal and Arvind Krishna. And Cheetah will have a communication plan and a marketing plan that very, very much like what we did for the DB2 release that was codenamed Viper. And so therefore we're holding back on some of the key content that's part of the Cheetah release so that we can use that as part of our communication plan over the coming months. So with that overview and backdrop, I'll get into the presentation. I'm starting on slide 2. And this is really, I think, the main message that I'd like all of you to walk away with today when you hang up the phone and leave the conference room and go on with your day or your evening. And that is that IDS is a strategic data server in the information management portfolio, right? If there is a family of databases, IDS is one of them. In terms of the rich history of innovation, which is why most of you selected IDS in the past, it's our view and belief that we've got that history of technology leadership, and we believe that it's continued since becoming part of IBM. And demonstrated with the 9.4 and the 10.0 release, and I think you'll find that Cheetah will be yet another example of why IDS is the powerful database product it is today. IDS is the optimal data server for high transaction pure OLTP environments, and we believe that the databases, data servers aren't commodities, and that the fact that you've chosen IDS gives you an advantage over your competitors. Slide 3 is the agenda. A little bit on IDS positioning and key strengths. We'll talk a little bit about the Cheetah roadmap and just take a quick look at some of the initial IDS uptime survey results that was conducted by Onanet and OpenPSL, which many of you may have participated in. Slide 4, slide 5. Slide 5 is sort of positions IDS with the rest of the data server family. Our view is that it's having the right database for the right job. There's the IDS database, there's the DB2 database and IMS, and of course other databases like CloudScape or Apache from the Informix family, SE Online 5. But our intent is to capitalize on the strength of IDS, and not only from the standpoint of retaining our customer base, but in growing our customer base and attracting new customers and new partners. And we'll do that by focusing on IDS's strengths in OLTP, our strengths in the small to medium business space. Informix had built their business around our ISVs and our partners, and many of those ISVs targeted what today we consider the SMB space. And as a result, we have a very strong presence in that space. And over the first three quarters of 2006, IDS was the number one product for new license revenue for IBM in Software Group, which just speaks to the strength of the product and to the fact that our business is growing. And, of course, we'll continue to focus on industries where we already have a strong market presence, for example, telco, government, retail, and banking, as well as other industries that we may be pursuing. Slide six is really a list of customers and partners who worked with us during the course of 2006 and were desirable and willing to document their success that they've had with IDS. And so these are new customer success stories that are available. And I would encourage you to take a look at these, and you can access them through your local account rep. Now, one thing to mention in terms of business, if you were on the chat with the lab when we did the roundtable with Stuart Lytle and Bruce Weed, this won't be new news to you, but I think it's important enough to repeat. At the IOD conference, there was a partner day, and during the partner day, there was recognition of the top partners in each of the five deals worldwide, and four of those five top partners were IDS partners. So they were the top partners in their geo, and one of those partners added over 400 new customers in 2006. On top of that, just to tie back to these customer success stories, IDS has enjoyed double-digit revenue growth over the course of the first three quarters, and that's new license revenue growth. So if there are questions to whether or not our business is growing, it is. If there's questions whether or not we're attracting new customers and new partners, we definitely are. So slide seven moves into key strengths. Excuse me. So, you know, what is our value proposition? Now, high availability plus ease of admin equals the best TCO. And later on when we get into some of the survey results, we'll see what some of you had to say about that. But we believe that for IDS, it is absolutely a true business advantage. And our further that is we believe that DBAs, because they don't have to spend a significant amount of time administrating the database, they're able to get more involved in issues that impact the business. And from the standpoint of security to doing some of the more complex tasks in terms of tuning and integrating applications. And of course, because of our high reliability, because of our scalability, because of the ease of administration, we're the ideal database data server for integrated solutions. Slide nine is an example of an ease of admin, ease of reliability example. So this is a real customer. It's a large retailer running nearly two instances in nearly every one of their stores. Have over 10,000 instances worldwide. This customer, you know, continually reports availability of 99.998, 99.999, incredible availability. And they take advantage of much of our latest technology, including taking a significant advantage of the extensibility that's built into the product, not only with our existing data blades, but through creating their own proprietary data blades as well. Slide 10 is a great example of TCO and embeddability, and it's with a product that GA's this month. And as many of you may know, IDS is the database that inside of IBM we're targeting for RFID solutions, and we're partnering with a team in WebSphere, and they've been working on their RFID information center, 1.0 GAs this month, and they chose IDS for the same reasons that many of you have chosen IDS, that they're able to embed it into their application, they're able to administer it programmatically, and they're, you know, in love with the performance and the reliability. We just had a call with them last week where they're planning their 2.0 release, and because of the results that they've had with 1.0, their intent is to to even take advantage of more of the IDS features with the 2.0 release, something that we're very excited about. Slide 11 gets into performance and scalability, right? And another reason that IDS excels. And I think many of you know that IDS is a great database engine for small shops where you have a small number of users, and it'll scale to environments where you have 30, 40,000 users. Here's an example of a Wall Street firm that's taking in stock quotes from every market around the world 6 days a week, 24 hours a day, requiring less than a second of lag time between receipt and availability of that data for queries. They take advantage of our time series and our real-time loader databases, data blades. They run all this on a 4 CPU Linux box, and the data rate is over 100,000 messages a second for the day. Just incredible performance. And because they take advantage of time series and real-time loader, this is performance and capability that they couldn't get with another database. Slide 12 is our first IDS 10 Red Book, and it's available now. It's available for free download, and it covers all aspects of IDS 10. If you haven't looked at a Red Book before, I would really encourage you to. In my opinion, that they are the best books to really get in and understand what it is and how to use it. And I think the how to use it is the most important part. Slide 13. Again, I don't know if, how many of you are aware of this or not, but we have an online information center now. It's comprehensive, and it covers all of IDS version 10 and CSDK. It has Google search capability. It has translated documentation. It is, in my opinion, an incredible site to do research and to go in and look for specific things on IDS. Certainly much quicker than flipping through the books unless you know exactly where you're going. Now, if you're not on version 10 and you're still on version 7 or version 9, I would still encourage you to use this information center, because certainly anything that you would find about 7 or 9 is most likely contained on this site as well. For those customers that are participating in our closed beta has been going on now for a few weeks. We actually have a beta version of this information center that's tied to Cheetah as well. Okay, so if we could move on to slide 15. Slide 15 may look familiar to many of you. It's one that we used to use a lot the first 3 or 4 years after the acquisition. It essentially lays out all of our products across the next several years. And the point of this slide is to say, we're not retiring these products. We're continuing to support them. Products like CISAM and EGM and DRDA and SEN Online 5, they're continuing to get platform and OS support through fix packs, continuing to address defects. In the case of Redbrick, I know there was a release earlier this year. We're currently working on support for either two or three new platforms. I apologize for not knowing exactly, but we're adding new platform support for Redbrick. XPS had a maintenance release earlier this year. It is currently in maintenance mode. We don't expect to add features to XPS, but we continue to support it and will continue to support it for the next several years, with no plans to end of life it either. 4GL version 7.3.2 is available. Once again, we know that there's a number of you that continue to rely on 4GL for your environment, and we are continuing to support 4GL. Enterprise Generation Language, which is really a rational product, is still part of our portfolio, and we do believe for environments that are wanting to modernize and that are wanting to move to web or Windows-based environments, that ETL is a great alternative. And it is certainly a natural migration path for 4GL customers. But 4GL customers who don't want to migrate, they can rest assured and be comfortable that 4GL will continue to be supported. Our data blades, again, we continue to support those. There are plans for enhancing some of the data blades with the Cheetah release, but there's no plans to end the life of the data blades. They are absolutely part of our strategy. We think that our extensibility solution that's built into IDF and coupled with our data blades is the best in the industry, and we know that a number of you use that technology today. In fact, in my travels around the world, Stuart was telling me earlier that he thinks I have a great job because I just travel on airplanes and sleep in hotels, and I don't really have to work. But in some of those travels, and when I really was working, it was really a pleasant surprise for me to find how many of our customers were taking advantage of our extensibility and our data blade technology. You don't have to have an advantage with IDF 10 or Cheetah, but if you do, it's just one more advantage that you have over your competitor. We're working on a release for CSDK for Cheetah. We actually have a component of that's in beta that will GA in the first quarter. I'll speak about that later. And, of course, IDS Cheetah is the release that's in plan. The follow-on release is starting to solidify. We're starting to get a good feel for what will be in that release. And, you know, to be frank, there's some features that we already know that won't make it in the follow-on release, and we're thinking about them for the release that's out, two releases from Cheetah. So it's a very healthy roadmap and a very long roadmap for this product set. Okay, slide 16. Slide 16 gets to IDS. IDS 10 shipped in the first quarter of 2005. We think it's the fastest, most available IDS OLTP engine that we've ever released. And the feedback from many of you have echoed that sentiment as well. Over the course of the last year and a half, the focus has been on a release that we've codenamed Cheetah. And Cheetah is currently in beta, and as Stuart said, we expect it to ship during 2007. This gives you sort of a rough idea of some of the areas of focus, web services support for spatial applications, of course, performance and high availability enhancements, the type of enhancements that you would expect from an OLTP engine, additional focus on security, some great work in terms of administration functions, enhanced support for unstructured data. You could read the others that are on there. And, of course, the next release has some items listed that are somewhat in the standpoint of a concept, but where we're going with IDS is we talked about its strengths in terms of ease of administration and reliability and the low TCO, and our belief is that you shouldn't have to take the engine offline to administer it. Ideally, we don't want you to have to administrate it, but if you do, we don't want you to have to take the engine offline, and that's where we're heading towards an administration-free zone. Slide 17 is the IDS Cheetah beta programs. There's a closed beta going on right now. It started, I believe, the week of IOD, so about the middle of October. That beta will continue until May, and right now we have 18 customers worldwide that are participating in the beta. The feedback that we've received from the customers so far has been extremely positive. They've had success migrating their applications from older releases of IDS. They've been able to try out some of the new functionality, take advantage of some of the work that we've done with install. There will be an article in I believe, the January edition of the DP2 magazine from one of our partners who participated in the beta, and they'll speak to some of their experiences in the beta so far. Now, something that we're doing for the first time with IDS is we'll actually have a test drive or an open beta that will start in February. And we will make Cheetah available to all of you to try it out, to take it for a test drive, and to get, you know, an early opportunity to see what's going into the Cheetah release, and you know, to give us feedback as we move forward to the GA, the product, which should be, you know, mid next year. You know, we'll make the test drive available via downloads from the IBM website. We also hope to have CDs that we'll be able to distribute at some of the major events early next year. So hopefully all of you will mark February on your calendar, and we'll plan on participating in the open beta. Slide 18 is an excerpt from an article that was released on CRN that really announced our intent to deliver Cheetah into the market. I know this article created a lot of discussion on a lot of the IIUG postings over some of the content of the article. I happen to know that what was communicated in the interview and what ended up getting printed in terms of some of the technology wasn't accurate, but I think the important message here is that this article went out, I believe, in September. So literally 9 or 10 months before we were planning on GAing Cheetah, we're starting to talk to the market, we're starting to talk to analysts, we're starting to get the word out about Cheetah. And you didn't see that with previous releases of IDS. And I think this really speaks to the intent of IBM and Ombush and Arvind to make sure that we take advantage of this technology and we grow our business with it. So that, to me, is the real significance of that release, that article. Okay, slide 19 is a disclaimer. The next few slides, there's not an exhaustive list of features, but there are a few. And because the product hasn't GA'd yet, it's certainly possible that the timeline for the delivery of these features could change, or that some of the capability that I discuss might not end up in the release. And, of course, this is not an exhaustive list. Slide 20 really speaks to our philosophy in terms of quality. It's a philosophy that we've really shaped over the last 5 to 7 years, and what it said was that more important than the next feature that we're working on is the software that you have today that you're running your business with, and that if you have a problem in your business, we absolutely want to be responsive to it. My engineering team takes a lot of pride in the quality of what they deliver to you. And when you have a problem, like I said, we take it very serious. We have, over the last 5 to 7 years, absolutely overhauled the way we do software development. It started with the way we do requirements analysis, to design, to code and implementation, to unit testing and integration testing. We've rethought it all. And you know, one of the best examples that I like to give is that, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, when you know, IDS is released on, you know, 15 to 17 platforms, depending on how you count them. And 5 to 7 years ago, it wasn't unusual for us to, let's say if we were doing a build tonight, or, you know, we were compiling IDS, and we might do that build on 2 or 3 platforms, and then we might run 500,000 tests. And when we went into a QA cycle, our QA cycles would be after lots of features had gotten integrated into what we call the baseline, then we might go into a 6 to 8 week QA cycle. And what would happen during that QA cycle is that undoubtedly you would find some problems, and you would have to debug them and analyze them and fix them. But if you've integrated, 15, 20, 40, 60 features into this baseline, oftentimes it was pretty difficult to really determine where the problem came from. And the result of that, in our opinion, was it was harder for us to meet our schedule on a predictable basis. And while we felt like we had a product that was a high quality, say in 2000, it wasn't at the expectations that we had. So we started changing the way we approached some of these things. And one concept we introduced was, hey, when we do a build, we ought to be able to build on all of our platforms. And when we test, why don't we take our entire automated test suite and distribute our tests across all of our platforms? Now, there's other tests that take a significant amount of time to run, like our stress test, for example, or some of our application scenarios that we've modeled after environments that we've seen at different customer sites. But for the bulk of our automated test suites, we said, let's take those tests and let's distribute them and let's run them every night. And so what happens is, and what that means is that today, if I have an engineer who checks in a new feature, and if I have engineers who check in bug fixes, tonight we're going to run a comprehensive set of our tests, and we'll have a really good idea whether or not that bug fix or that feature works, whether or not it caused a regression, whether or not it had an impact on performance, either positive or negative. And if it works, great. If it doesn't, then, you know, we have a very small incremental change in our baseline that we can utilize to go track down the problem and correct it. And we know. And so as a result, what we've seen is a dramatic improvement in quality and a dramatic improvement or acceleration of our ability to get technology into the market. I had a gentleman that I met with in France about a year ago, and I was talking to him about the roadmap, and he said, I think you're releasing products too fast. And I said, well, why do you think that? And he said, you can't deliver technology to the market that fast and do it with a high level of quality. Well, we I told him that I thought he was wrong, and I explained to him our concept behind how we do development. And it has allowed us to accelerate getting technology into the hands of our customers more quickly. And it has absolutely driven down the number of problems that you see. I'll be the first to admit that you still run into problems. I know you do. I see them. I hate it when you run into them. And I can tell you so does my team and the worldwide support organization that we work with. And when you do, you know, we take steps to try and correct the problem for you. And the other thing that we do is we do some root cause to understand why we didn't catch that problem ourselves. So I'm not trying to tell you that we're perfect. I know we're not, but we're trying to be. Okay. I won't belabor that any longer. Slide 21. Slide 21 is absolutely not a comprehensive list of features that are in Cheetah. What slide 21 really says is how we went about gathering requirements for Cheetah and for the follow-on releases. And we used a concept that's called outside-in design. And what we did was we interviewed a number of you, a number of our partners, a number of our customers, to understand what business problems that you were facing today. Excuse me. And the concept of that those discussions, you know, you laid out what your problems were and what your priorities were, right? So over the course of time, we were able to identify what some of the top problems, business problems that were facing you. And then we continued to work with partners and customers to lay out the features that needed to be implemented, the capability that needed to be provided as part of IDS that helps you address those specific challenges, those specific problems. And I've certainly consolidated those problems, but I've also left a large number of features off of this slide. And some of you may have seen a more comprehensive version of this slide, and what was listed on that was a number of features, some of which are targeted for Cheetah and some of which are actually planned for follow-on releases. And the other thing that we had captured on these slides, certainly it's captured in our documentation, are the partners and customers who, you know, we worked with to go through this process. So, you know, a number of you, no surprise, are continuing to face security and regulatory requirements. And, you know, as we had discussions, you know, the questions came up on, you know, you have these challenges, and what can we do? What can IBM do to help you meet those challenges and to meet those new regulations that are being forced on your business? And in terms of you know, downtime and improving the DBA experience, certainly for end user customers and for ISVs, you know, ISVs said, you know, I'm building applications and I'm deploying them, and much of the administration is built into the application, but the more that you can do to help me hide the database and hide the administration requirements, the more successful my customers will be. And so, you know, we took that feedback and certainly took the feedback from many of our customers who asked for help in solving specific problems in that space. And so there's certainly a focus in reducing downtime, improving the DBA experience, ease of embeddability, autonomics. Autonomics is really around some of the challenges of complexity of administrating any complex system, and what can you provide us to make that easier or simpler? And you know, some statements were, you know what, you've got to know what's going on inside your own engine, and where you know that, take advantage of that information, either to give me more information so I can make the right decisions or make the decisions for me. And of course, in the space of application development, a good database engine is worthless unless the tools are there to be in the developer's hands and in order to take advantage of that. So that's really sort of the focus we went. So we went through that process with our partners and customers and use their feedback to help us prioritize the our focus and the feature content for Cheetah. Okay, so slide 22 talks a little bit about what we're doing in the security space, and one big item is something that's called Common Criteria Certification. It's certainly a requirement you know, from the U.S. government for bidding on many contracts. We're going after something that's called Controlled Access Protection Profile, CAPP, which provides some discretionary access control. So, you know, this is a level of certification that permits users to determine access granted to their resources, right, and to allow them to give access or to not give access. And along with that, we're providing something that's called label-based access control. Again, it denies users control over access to resources that they can create, and helps you to implement the security policies that you have that determine access rights. 23 goes into a little bit more detail on the common criteria certification, but again, it's around identification and authentication. we're going after ELA4, which is the most rigorous evaluation assurance for an existing commercial product. Now, how do you benefit from this? There is a certified level of security assurance that you know keeps your data safe and available. It improves your position on many compliance items. And certainly, common criteria is a recognized certification across governments in several countries, including the U.S. So if you're a partner and you're selling into this public space, this is of importance to you. Another area of focus for this release is something that many of you know as location-based services. It's certainly related to RFID, but it's much more than that. And the spatial capability, the geodetic capability, has been built into IDS for several years now. With Cheetah on slide 24, we're providing something that's called Web Feature Service, which is built on a standard. It's built on the specification of 1.1 from the OGC, built on top of geodetic and spatial. And what it does is really simplify getting access to and modifying both spatial and geometric data. So, there are many applications in place today, many vendors, including Esri, who have clients that will be able to consume this data. And the whole point of providing these web feature services on a SOA foundation is to really simplify taking advantage of the capability that's built into IDS. Slide 25 speaks to what we're doing with XML. There is some difference between either document-centric or data-centric XML applications. IDS is focusing on the data-centric applications, so stock data, point of sales transactions, for example. At this point, we're not implementing native XML. DB2 has a great solution with their pure XML. Today, we're not headed down that path. Again, based on the work that we did in requirements gathering, the work that we did when we were going through our outside-in design process, our partners and customers told us that right now what they need is publishing and shredding capability, and that's what we're planning over the next two releases. The publishing capability will be available in Cheetah. It's currently being tested by our beta customers. Excuse me. There is a significant amount of work that we've done in the administration space. On slide 26, there's a slide that says, "What is IDS Admin?" The name may change here, but IDS Admin is a web-based administration tool for IDS. It's installed only on the web server. A single instance of this can monitor many IDS data servers. There's no need for additional software to be installed anywhere. And it's just a really powerful administration tool that gives you access to more information about your data servers than you have today. Now, where this came from was the work that we were doing to build more intelligence into IDS. So we identified a number of additional capabilities, information that we wanted to be able to pull out of the server to get more information about the health of the database. And as we identified these elements in this, and we began to define an API that could be used programmatically, could be used through SQL, to query the database to get information about the health of the database. And in order in order for us to test this API, there are a group of engineers, in fact, engineers who are part of our advanced support organization, who generated the requirements and implemented this product that we now plan on making available as part of the Cheetah release. We'll get into a little bit more detail here, but what the significance is that not only will there be a significant amount of capability that's provided by this product, but because we will publish the API and because this is accessible from SQL, those of you that programmatically administer the database will be able to take advantage of this of these features that are part of Cheetah. Those of you who are selling products that other customers can use to manage and administrate their database will be able to significantly enhance your product to take advantage of these APIs as well. For example, AGS with Server Studio, they already have access to this API. They have access to the specifications, and they'll be able to enhance their offering as a result of the capability that we built into IDS. So slide 27 really gets into more detail here, but what we're really talking about is getting meaningful information to the DBA. You know, it's focused on self-optimizing and self-healing features, getting information to the DBA or the support engineers of what's changed, and getting a clear and concise view of performance information. You know, you'll be able to drill down on specific queries to get information about how long they're taking. And again, the idea here is to reduce the cost and overhead of collecting and analyzing this data. And it's data that you haven't had access to before. Slide 28 is somewhat of an overview of the admin system. And so there's a database admin system. It has a built-in scheduler. And as I mentioned before, you can use SQL to get access to this data, and you will be able to get historical data as well. So it's through remote execution of these administration commands. You'll be able to take advantage of environment variable expansion. And of course, in terms of gathering data, there'll be significant improvements in statistical information that's available in areas like SQL statement history, SQL profiles, checkpoint information, user-server environment, access to the online on-bar log files. You'll be able to define alerts and levels of alerts. So a significant amount of information here, and again, something that we're excited about the admin tool itself, and certainly excited about what's built into the database. And so on slide 29, we have something that's I guess I spoke to earlier. My slides are a little out of order in terms of location-based services. Again, what are they? Yeah, applications that deliver information based on geographic or, you know, relative locations in real time. And, you know, there's examples for, like, targeted advertising, supply chain optimization. And it isn't just about the location-based services, but it's also, well, it's taking advantage of technology that's part of IDS, for example, our spatial data management and the time series analysis. And this is an area that information management has said that for location-based services, we will use IDS as our database of choice. And, you know, we see this as an emerging business. It's something that's been talked about in the industry for several years, but everything's coming together now, and we certainly see the focus and the energy, and see this as a real opportunity for IBM and certainly for IDS in terms of market opportunity. You know, we see this as a business that over the next several years, just the and location-based services business could grow to a billion by 2010. And this is from, I believe, Frost and Sullivan survey that was done. But again, it's the ability for real-time location tracking, RFID and mobile devices. I've mentioned the WebSphere RFID Information Center. It's an end-to-end middleware solution for RFID tracking. It'll GA this month. IDS is embedded there, and we are working with other partners to be part of their solutions that will also be available in the coming months and quarters on IDS. Slide 31, I realize that's a duplicate slide. I've already spoken to it. Slide 32 really talks at a high level about what we're doing around application development. I mentioned this at ILD. I'm excited about what we're doing in this space. We have an organization that is 100% focused on our application development strategy and ensuring that the application development tools that IBM needs to have in place in order to be a leader in the market, and that you need to have in place in order to be as productive and efficient as you can be in order to develop and deploy the best applications for your space are available. And for IDS, you will definitely see some of this, I think, acceleration and movement in this space coincide with the Cheetah release. Today we have PHP that's available through the Zen Core. We have things that are coming again as part of Cheetah, and then after Cheetah, I think that you'll certainly see an acceleration in availability of the support for IDS. Again, it's something that I'm pretty excited about. So today we have a .NET product that's in a closed beta. It's .NET 2.0 support with enhancements for Visual Studio 2005. That'll be available early in 2007. We actually expect it to GA before Cheetah. And then there are additional enhancements that'll be coming through a common .NET provider that this organization that I mentioned is working on. So there'll be enhancements to the types, the data types that are supported. They're planning on 100% managed provider, and that's actually for DB2 and IDS both, Orca support, 64-bit example, or so on. And then, of course, with Cheetah, we expect enhancements to PHP and a Ruby driver to be available. They'll actually be available prior to Cheetah ship for the test drive. And in terms of JDBC, you'll see movement there, and as we head towards JDBC 4.0, you'll see IDS as part of that support as well. So I mentioned the IDS 2.0 provider that's currently in closed beta. Again, we're excited about this. We have significantly improved the performance of this provider. As I said, it's in closed beta right now. We've added 2005 tooling support with this release, and it'll be available in the first quarter of 2007. On slide 35, additional languages and tooling support. I mentioned EGL earlier. Version 7 is a very mature product and has proven to be very successful. And we have a number of success stories of customers who have migrated from 4GL to EGL. The developer workbench actually today it's called the DB2 developer workbench. But the developer workbench is being enhanced to support IDS. And it's planned to be available in the second half of 2007. So you'll have out-of-the-box data-place application development support. And the current plan is for that to be a free download to IDS customers when it's available. And what's available today is Rational Data Architect. It's there now. It supports version 10. And, again, that was demoed at IOD if you were there. But it's a great product. It's a great modeling tool. And that's available with IDS 10 today. Slide 36. Slide 36 we'll move into a short discussion on the net and OpenPSL and the uptime survey that they recently completed. And, you know, it's something that a piece of work that I appreciated them doing, and I'm looking forward to getting more detailed feedback from them, both positive as well as areas that we can focus on for improvement. But my thanks to both companies for conducting the survey and to those of you that responded and contributed to the survey. Slide 37 really speaks to the objectives of the survey. This was from their survey results. But to demonstrate that IDS is a strategic data server that provides scalability, superior OLTP performance, reliability, minimal downtime, and hands-free administration. Slide 38 addresses some of the key questions that were covered in the survey. Slide 39 is really a breakdown of operating systems that respondents said that they were on in the survey. And I think for this survey, about 32% of you were on Sun Solaris, another 20% or so on AIX, about 23 on different flavors of Linux. 6%, I believe, on Windows, and then some other operating systems as well. So a good mix of operating systems, and actually from our standpoint, fairly consistent on what we would have expected. We actually might have expected to see a higher slice of the pie on HP, but we realized this is really based on respondents. Slide 40 is average DBA days per year. So, you know, one comment that's on the slide is that 25% of you reported no DBA time at all, and that on average, based on response, about 7 minutes per user week. Some other data that was in the survey was 67%. Said that they spend less than a day a year on DBA time. You know, comments that says we hardly ever use DBA time, the database just keeps running better with every release. So going back to some of the slides that I had at the beginning of the presentation that spoke to the strengths of IDS and the fact that you can use that as a business advantage and that we will capitalize on some of these strengths as we move forward, certainly this is one that I think speaks very well of the strength of IDS and the capability that you get from IDS with really a minimal investment in terms of administration of the database. Slide 41 was some specific comments from about when was your last outage. One comment, I can't remember ever having an IDS related outage. The database has never been down except for server OS upgrades. The last unplanned outage was 2004 when we had a massive power failure. So again, this is just part of the survey, part of the survey results. But, again, your feedback certainly reinforces our belief in where our strengths of IDS lie, and where there may have been feedback that said, you know, here are areas that IDS needs to focus on. We'll take that information, and we'll certainly incorporate it as we move forward. So again, my thanks to you who participated in the survey, and to Onanet and OpenPSL. Okay, so that actually brings me to the last slide, which I'll summarize for a minute, and then I'll open it up for questions. But I recognize this wasn't a deep dive into the content of CHITA. Hopefully, what it did do was gave you a good feel of what we have planned, what the roadmap looks like for IDS and future releases. Certainly, I think it demonstrates the commitment that IBM has to the IDS product, and not just from the standpoint of retaining our existing customer set, but for growing our business with IDS as part of our data server strategy. We're just to reiterate, we're currently in a closed beta with CHITA right now. There's I believe I said 18 customers worldwide, and we're looking forward to many of you joining the test drive when it starts in February. Okay, so with that, operator, I'm ready to turn that over for questions.
Okay, at this time, before we go to Q&A, we'd like to conduct a brief electronic survey. After I finish reading the entire question and all the possible responses, please answer by firmly pressing the star key followed by the number on your phone that corresponds to your choice. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. And there will be a brief pause between each question to allow everyone a chance to respond. And the first question today is, the level of detail in this presentation was press star 1 for about right, star 2 for not technical enough, and star 3 for too technical. Once again, the question, the level of detail in this presentation was star 1 for about right, star 2 for not technical enough, and star 3 for too technical. All right, and the second question for today, the speakers for this teleconference were star 1 for excellent, star 2 for good, star 3 for fair, and star 4 for poor. Again, the second question is, the speakers for this teleconference were star 1 for excellent, star 2 for good, star 3 for fair, and star 4 for poor. And today's third question, the overall teleconference rating, star 1 for excellent, star 2 for good, star 3 for fair, and star 4 for poor. Again, the question is, the overall teleconference rating, star 1 for excellent, star 2 for good, star 3 for fair, and star 4 for poor. And the final survey question today, would you like someone from IBM to contact you regarding IDS version 10 or CHITA? Star 1 for yes, star 2 for no. Again, would you like someone from IBM to contact you regarding IDS version 10 or CHITA? Star 1 for yes, and star 2 for no. Thank you, and at this time, we will start the Q&A session. It will be done electronically. If you would like to ask a question, please do so by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touchtone telephone. Again, if you're using your speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, for questions today, it's star and 1. And we'll take our first question from Zaki Kloppman. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for revealing a little bit of what's planned ahead for us and keeping us in suspension for the future. My question has to do with Eclipse. How much is the Informed team involved in the development of the Eclipse tools, because I've been trying to work with it and they don't really do a very good job with Informix.
So your question is on what's our involvement with Eclipse. So the tools organization that I spoke to earlier that's focused on our application development strategy is involved in that platform. Now, one place where we're certainly integrated into the Eclipse platform is with EGL, the integration enterprise generation language, which is a plugin that's built on the Eclipse platform, right? So, as many of you know, the Eclipse was a significant undertaking that IBM donated to the open source community, and the Rational Application Development Suite is based on the Eclipse platform, and ETL plugs into that. As our tool strategy evolves, I certainly would expect for you to see more capability and better integration with IDS. But today, you certainly have that through RAD and through EGL.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We'll go next to Roshan Fernando.
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Good.
I have a question now. When I went through this your presentation, and it talks about your superior online transaction processing performance. Have you guys done anything new or any performance enhancements for the data warehousing side in this cheetah version? Or I just want to know that side as well.
Sure. So we recognize that our sweet spot is definitely in the OLTP space, and have focused heavily on features and enhancements over the last several years targeted that space. The bond benchmark that we did last year was a great application benchmark that looked at performance, and many of the performance work that went into that benchmark are now available in 10.0 UC5. We've continued to do performance enhancements in Cheetah. With respect to the data warehouse space, we know that a number of our customers use IDS for data marts and use IDS for data warehouses. We certainly don't ignore that space because we know that we have a number of customers that are quite successful in that space. Whether or not we've done specific work, targeted at performance in that space, I really wouldn't want to go into any detail there. DB2 offers a great solution in the data warehouse space, and I would say that the larger focus on performance and capability at IBM certainly comes in DB2 today. But at the same time, we know that we have customers that are utilizing IDS in that space, and there are efforts underway to provide additional tools and analytics to support customers that are doing data warehousing type function with IDS.
So in other words, like if you want to have a data warehouse environment, you suggest having two different products, like our OLTP side, go with IDS, and then for the data warehouse, DB2 or something like that, for the time being?
Without knowing the specifics of your environment, I wouldn't make a recommendation.
Okay.
We certainly have customers that are utilizing the two products side by side.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I think a lot of it depends on the specifics of your environment. As I said, we've got customers today that are running IDS as a data mart and as a data warehouse.
Okay. And what about the XPS? I mean, that was used to be like the data warehouse kind of a...
And it still is, and there are still customers who are using it for their data warehousing solution.
Mm-hmm.
I think the important thing to understand about XPS, if you're choosing a direction to move, that The product is in maintenance mode.
Mm-hmm.
We have no intent to end of life it. We'll continue to support it for the next several years, but we won't be adding significant enhancements to the product.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, it's star and one, and we'll go next to Mitchell Stickler.
Hi. Will 4GL applications run on Cheetah without a lot of change?
Yes, they will.
Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, it appears there are no further questions. I'd like to turn the program back over to Cherry Kazee for any additional or closing remarks.
Thank you. So I just like to close by once again thanking all of you for your support for the IDS technology over the years and the Informix technology. IDS has enjoyed double-digit growth this year, new license revenue growth, and I have to thank all of you for your continued commitment and usage of the product. I do hope to see many of you participating in the Cheetah test drive early next year. And in the meantime, I hope that if you're not running version 10, that you'll take a look at version 10. I'll be in D.C. later this week at the event, the IAUG event, and hope to meet many of you there. And I just want to thank you for dialing into today's chat, and look forward to starting these chats again next year, where I think Linda said in her announcement you'll learn a lot more about Cheetah in the coming months.
Jerry, I just want to add one other thing. This is Stuart talking. For the D.C. Forum, as Jerry said, he's going to be there. This is something that's also forgot to announce earlier about the D.C. Forum. We have Ambush Goyle, and Jerry referred to Ambush, and to tell people he's the general manager of the division. And Ambush is going to be doing a keynote on Friday, and on Saturday is Arvid Kirshner. And Arvid is the VP of R&D and in charge of all data servers for IBM. This is the first time the two of them have ever been in a local user group event of any kind, and here we're privileged to have both of them at the same event. So if at all possible, you're highly encouraged to come. Also, the Ambush speech on Friday, which is Friday at 8 a.m., is open to anybody. It's not, you don't have to be a registered attendee, so if you happen to be anywhere within a couple hundred miles, it may be worth the drive. Ambush is, it's an open event. Like I said, anybody is welcome to come to the Ambush keynote on Friday morning. And more details are available at the IG website.
Thanks, Stuart.
Okay, and that does conclude today's program. You may disconnect your line at any time.